This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, I'll tell you what leadership looks like. It's people that have to step up in difficult times and make really hard and tough decisions when there are no easy decisions left to make. And we see this in Governor Pritzker every day. We see this from the President of the United States. We see this from the sporting world. We have this new normal for now. And what does it mean? One of the question marks that's been in the back of my mind and others is the Decatur celebration and what happens. Claudette Davis joins us. She heads up the efforts of the volunteer board of directors for that. Claudette, good morning. I hope you're doing well and keeping yourself safe, first and foremost.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. Thank you, and I hope the same for you. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Okay. Walk me through this decision. Last night it was made that you guys were going to officially cancel this year's Decatur celebration. Walk us through the thought process on this.
Yeah, so just like you mentioned in your briefing, you know, it was a very tough decision for us. Understanding, you know, we're watching the news and we're seeing the announcements, the live announcements from Governor Pritzker and from our president, President Trump, and, you know, realizing how real this thing is, and to hear, you know, that it's, you know, reached close to home. And, you know, we were faced with this very difficult task and monitoring things. And you know, we met last week and we met again last night. And it was at that point that we realized at the best interest of our community, you know, our family, our friends, those people that we love, and for those people who love and support the Decatur celebration, that we wanted to be reactive and proactive and not reactive. And so we really felt like this was the best decision for us to make at this particular time so that we too could allow ourselves to make some preparations for next year, because we are optimistic and that we'll get through this, all of us together, and be able to have that Decatur celebration that we've grown to love and appreciate on an annual basis. So yeah. That's our hope.
Okay, a couple of questions. Sure. They're probably obvious to you, but maybe not obvious to everyone, because people sure. just have a lack of understanding of how large events get put together. First yeah. and foremost, entertainment. The celebration actually ended last year to the positive. There's money in the bank. That was great news right. heading into this year. But you can't waste that by booking contracts that may or may not be fulfilled. I mean, there's a fiscal responsibility to not do that.
Absolutely. And that was one of our considerations, too. Of course, we had to consider, okay, who had we already made connections with and deposits with? We can't very well, at this unknown point, in this pandemic, move forward with booking entertainers and securing vendors and other, you know, local talents. You know, we couldn't very well make the decision to invest those resources going forward. And honestly, I mean, you know, to be totally transparent here, you know, we depend a lot on our sponsors, on our local businesses, and we wholeheartedly understand right now what they're up against as well. They too are being impacted heavily financially with this pandemic. It's a huge hit to local businesses and not-for-profits. So, you know, we understand where we are at this point. And though we know that the support would be there, but these are uncertain times.
Yeah, and it's the responsible thing to do as community leaders, and that's what your board Absolutely. Of directors are, is Absolutely. To know that those companies that do have the financial resources to help need to be helping frontline efforts and not
Absolutely.
Entertainment. And we'll get back to that eventually, and the entertainment will be there. This yeah. is just, to me, the only choice you guys had. As sad as it makes me, as sad as it makes everyone, I'm sure no one's sadder than you and the board of directors. I don't see any other choice. It's the responsible thing to do.
Absolutely, we appreciate that, and that's what it was. That's what it boiled down to: the responsible thing to do. And we are responsible. It's important for us to make sure that, you know, we don't put people in harm's way. And even, you know, thinking, even if they did lift this thing in July, you know, late July, you know, we wouldn't know exactly what the Decatur celebration would look like anyway at that point. But, you know, we still wouldn't want to be we still wouldn't want to put people in harm's way. It's the safety of our community is what's most important. So,
all right, Claudette, I know it's tough, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of critics, but I think you guys are doing the responsible thing. Keep your head up, be safe, we hope to be back on talking about fun stuff again, and the celebration will be back next year. We appreciate your hard work and appreciate you, Claudette Davis, the chairman of the board of directors. That's a volunteer board, by the way.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.